finish up the top. What changes on the tower force them to stop. Well, hey, they put a lot of work into their plans, but all their language was mixed up, man. Cause God went to Babel, let's find out what he had to say. We're gonna rock this tower, cause man is quite proud. We're gonna rock this tower, make them leave it now. Well, this night of God has got to stop. We're gonna talk different, cause we're gonna go mix them up. We're gonna rock this tower, stop this thing right now.
To rock this town. Welcome to another week of Apologetics with an X. I'm Jerry Q, the DJ, and I'm with Jay, singer, lyricist for the Christian parody band Apologetics. How do you do, Jay?
I'm doing fine, Jerry. How you doing?
Doing great. Wrapping up of summer here and on to other things, I guess. Maybe back to school, that kind of thing.
Oh, that's frightening. Don't say that.
Hey, what did we just hear? I kind of hinted it.
Sure, we just heard a parody of Street Cats, Rock This Tower. Our song's called Rock This Tower. It's the story of the Tower of Babel, or the Tower of Babel, if you're British.
All right, and let's move ahead. We got some other great tunes coming up here, from Classics 70s Volume 2 album.
Yes, we do. The first song is about the superficiality of the Pharisees and of many people still today when they... paying attention, like Jesus says, you know, they pay attention to traditions rather than traditions of men rather than the word of God. And, you know, they strain out a gnat and swallow a camel, as Jesus said. So it's called Superficial. It's a parody of Stevie Wonder's Superstition. Then we have a parody of Long Cool Woman in a Black Dress by the Hollies called Lawful Woman in a Bad Place. It's about a lady named Rahab from the Book of Joshua. Then we have a story of called Mama Told Me What's to Come. And it's about dealing with psychics and mediums and it's a parody of Three Dog Nights, Mama Told Me Not to Come. And the song after that is You Ain't Been Nothing Yet, story of Moses and how God can use anybody. You know, and Moses kept trying. When I was reading this the other night with my daughter, again and again, Moses keeps trying to talk God out of using him. And God there. And he says, Lord, I don't speak well. You know, I like the way he says, I've never been a good speaker, not before or since you started speaking to me. And then, you know, the Lord says, who makes a man's mouth? You know, it's not I. And anyway, yeah, the point is, you may not feel like you're anything, but God made you, and he'll make you into something. Yeah, he'll make you something yet. 30 of you ain't... You ain't seen nothing yet by the fucking Turner Overdrive.
what you're paying. No one's looking past. Living in the bread box, spreading pretty fast. Do you really think that the Lord judges man on the surface? So artificial change your ways.
Heard about Israel's God. want some gypsies in your wallet. Sugar can't you see? What's on this TV station is blasphemy. I think the craziest part is that celebrity. Don't turn on a psychic, I don't wanna see. Mama told me what's called. Mama told me what's to come. Get some prayer into this room. The crystal ball is broken, still some ale on you. And that psychic friend you spoke with has sales he has to get. Open up your wallet, sucker, credit, cash or check.
Mama told me what's gone.
At the door, you're looking for a real friend. He's passed this way before. They've seen so many things, but they ain't never seen the Lord.
If you don't repent, you ain't gonna see him no more.
Mama told me what's to come. Mama told me what's to come. She said, don't mess with tribulation, son.
Elevated. Gotta make you cool.
Apologetics with an X, celebrating the classics reversed through Christian parody. And we're here each week selecting from 600 songs in Apologetics' vast library of over 50 albums. Jay, how might our friends get some of the songs we play here on the show?
Sure, they can go to our website, just Apologetics. Just remember, we spell it like the show, Apologetics with an X. Apologetics.com, or you can go you can find our songs on YouTube if you want to just listen to them first. You can also find them on Pandora, Spotify, iTunes. You can listen to like minute and a half clips on iTunes. You can listen to on Amazon MP3 or about 30 different download services. You can also find us on Facebook, find us on Twitter. Basically, just as long as you remember the key thing, the name of this show, we spell it Apologetics with an X.
Well, Jay, let's go back to the 60s with your unique treatment of the classics. What's in the next mix?
Sure. First, we got the story of Solomon lamenting the fact that he had 300 wives and about 700 concubines for about 1,000 total, but they were all from other countries. They weren't nice Jewish girls. They were, it's a crowd of foreign girls, and it's a parody of California Girls by the Beach Boys. Song after that is a story about the Antichrist or the Beast from Revelation. That's why it's called Revelation Man. And this was hit by Johnny Rivers, the secret agent man. I never thought about that. Was that a hit in 66, Jim? Gary, was that a hit in 1966? It'd be ironic. It was about 666, and it was from 66. I thought it was from 64, 65, or 66. Anyway, bottom line is, it's called Revelation Man. Song after that, Love the Jews, the parody of Love Me Do by the Beatles. And, you know, it's a good thing to remember. We should love the Jews. God loves the Jews. He loves them so much. Came as one. All the original apostles were Jewish. All of the writers of the Bible except for Luke were Jewish. That's 64 out of 66 books of the Bible. We should love the Jews and continue to love them. The song after that is a parody of Sam the Sham and the Pharaoh's song, Little Red Riding Hood. Hard to call it Little Red Bible Book, and it is also sung by a wolf. Just a different kind of wolf, a wolf in sheep's clothing.
Well, Egypt girls are hip. I really dig my wife. They make their boyfriends
afternoon, he never danced. But in Deuteronomy 18, the Bible says, prophets who tell you the future can't make mistakes.
Big lies we have. We come as spies disguised as lambs. But if they read just an open page, I think they all could spot the wolves far away. What truth scripture has is sure to warn if someone's bad. So before they understand God's grace, I think I ought to lock you up in a safe. Gonna keep my sheep suit on, and I'll assure them nothing's wrong. You can get dusty, and they all can leave you alone. Oh! Little red Bible book, I'd like to quote you, yes I would. But first I'll change me a thing or two on my own. What if these parts I added, a word or two, nothing big? Little red Bible book, even bad news can't seem good. I'll try a little cyanide, just enough to slide on by. Maybe they'll swallow things I'd say before they get to that odd taste. Little red Bible book, I'm sure their goose is cooked. They never read in the big black book at all. Oh, that's too bad.
All right, Apologetics with an X. We appreciate our streaming listeners who can't find our show on the radio. Let us know of a Christian music station in your area that might want to carry our show each week. Again, Jay, how might they get that information to us?
As far as getting the information to us, well, they can contact you or they can give it to me at jay@apologetics.com. And I'll make sure it gets to Jerry. Mine's an easy one to remember. It's the letter J at apologetics.com.
All right. Our thanks to WLPV in Greenfield, Massachusetts, WJIC in Zanesville, Ohio, KFGB Upper Room Radio in Topeka, Kansas, and Rackman Christian Radio streaming from the West Coast. And of course, we're here at Apologetics with the Next flagship station, Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas.
Yep. I want to thank you to those stations, too. Thank you for playing us, guys. We really, really appreciate it. This next batch of songs we have first, we got to thank somebody else. And that is Jerry's son, Daniel, who does such a wonderful job producing this show every week. And so this first song is a parody of the song Daniel by Elton John. And since it's about our esteemed producer, we don't want to change the words, at least to the title. So it's called Daniel 2, but it's about Daniel from the book of Daniel. And through the eyes of King Darius, or King Darius, if you choose to pronounce it that way, and the Night in the Lion's Den. Song after that's called Child King. It's a parody of Tone Loc's song Wild Thing, and it's a story from the perspective of the shepherds. And song after that is Let's Redo the Music, the parody of Listen to the Music by the Doobie Brothers.
Daniel's with lions tonight in a cave. I can see the red pale eyes testing his faith. Oh, and I can see Daniel waiting to die. God, it looks like Daniel won't be around in my life. They say it's a pity, though I can't.
You are farther than me. Will you still be the same? When tomorrow is here, will I start crying? Will you see morning light? Damn, it's so hard. I'm afraid that you'll die. Daniels with lions tonight in a cave. I can see an Israelite desperately crave.
When the sheep get dumb, I can go and find where they're running. Most were sound asleep. I saw this curly sheep was jumping. In the blink of an eye, she got mesmerized and went to discover something. Went to use my shepherd's crook, she headed for the briars. I said, there's something going on, baby girl, and I'm gonna find you. She took a little spill and fell. She slipped, poor little thing. I want to free my sheep in her moment of need, and that led us to the child king. Child King. Child King.
Child King.
Shocking as it was, looking awesome way up high, I saw this person. It was not some bird, but if he had to, he just might fly. He looked at me, a child. He said that God sent us born tonight, 'cause there's hope for thee. I bring goodwill and peace and news of Christ. So I turned into a mouse. I think that dude could hover. I feared before, but yo, here's some more. I looked up and there were some others. I didn't know what to say. All those angels on the wing, but they sang a tune and I was quite moved, and I left to view the child king. Child king. I left to view the child king. Child king.
Child king.
Please, baby, baby, please. You possibly expect to bring him out with all this hype, but when me and the crew went to his digs, he wasn't really the rich guy type. I saw this precious little babe crying, lying on a bed of straw. The sweet young miss, though, gave him a kiss, and I knew that she was his ma. She took us to their living room. It was part outside. He didn't glow, but he fit the profile. I made up my own mind. Couldn't get him off my thoughts. It was a dramatic thing. That's what happened to a lot of us after from viewing the child king.
Child king.
Child king.
Child king.
We went to view the child king. Please, baby, baby, please. Some Christians want him to stop, so they spared his blood and death. They want him to come and stay, a cute and little prince. But if he's still a child, he can't save you later and forgive your sins. So when there's snow at Christmas, let's look at it another way. Our sins are whiter than snow because he took the toll. We weren't prepared to pay. He was all alone when he set the tone. When they killed him one spring, he needed to be older to make you holy, cause a babe can't do that kind of thing. Save us. Yo, suffering's not for kiddies. That swaddling babe, just wait about 30 years. Catch him at Easter, baby.
DJ here with lyricist vocalist from Apologetics, Jay. We're about to wrap up another awesome show dedicated to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and that's what the music is all about. If you have a favorite Apologetics track you haven't heard in a while, please let us know, and we'll see if we can include it in an upcoming show. Jay, how are we going to wrap up this week's Apologetics for the next show?
Sure. First, we've got a Steely Dan parody. This song's called Rolling in the Yeast. It's a parody of Reeling in the Years, and it's about dealing with false teachers in the church, or people who are kind of going through the motion. I'm not really into this at all. I never understood that, Jerry. I never understood, like, if I didn't believe that this is all, that this is true, the last thing in the world I'd want to do is be a pastor or a preacher or a reverend or whatever. I want to have nothing to do with the church. I don't understand how sometimes people get in the church who don't really believe it. To me, it's like, believe it all or don't believe it at all. And I do believe it all. Song after that is called Fearful. The parody of the song Vehicle by the Ides of March, a band that many people probably just assumed was Blood, Sweat, Tears, back in the day because it sounds just like them. I think they were both on Columbia Records, too. But Columbia had a lot of brass. They had Chicago, too. And the song after that is called Hit 'Em With Your Slingshot. My daughter Jana singing a parody of Pat Benatar's Hit 'Em With Your Best Shot, and you'll never guess the Bible story it's about.
See no faith in that, so you have to preach on something that you think is more abstract. Well, you wouldn't even know a Bible if you held it in your hands. The things you think impressive, I can't understand.
Are you rolling in the yeast so you can make it rise? Are you fattening up the geese? Have you had them stuffed with lies? Are you really just a weed?
You were 17. Around that time they told you Christ was only just a dream. They weakened you in college till you turned out like they planned. You think you have some knowledge I can't understand.
Are you rolling in the yeast so you can make it rise? Are you founding up the geese? Have you had them stuffed with lies? Are you reeling in the fish? Waste your time. You'd be better off with this if you led a life of crime.
Never thought I'd find a Christian waging holy war against the Lord divine. After all the things he's done for me, I'm fine with what I am. The things he'll make like Judas, I can't understand.
Are you rolling in the yeast so you can make it rise? Are you backing up the yeast? Have you had them stuffed with lies?
Thank you.
the danger of an accident when I hop inside my car. I've got scriptures that tell me God will never abandon me. I'll take him with me near and far. I'm not fearful, baby. He's with me everywhere I'm gonna go. I've had fearful moments, but I found my Lord, you know. When God loves you,
loves
he keeps you.
Keeps
I know that life can happen now. Praise God in heaven, I know I'll come. See a move of God, I'm gonna take you to the holy book. And if you wanna pray to let him in your heart, you know I think you really should. I'm not fearful, baby. He's with me everywhere I'm gonna go. I've had miracle moments. I found my Lord, you know. When God loves you,
loves you.
He keeps you.
Keeps
I know that life can happen now. But praise God in heaven, I know I'll come. Inside my car, but God's scriptures tell me he will never abandon me. I'll take him with me near and far. I'm not fearful, babe. He's with me everywhere I'm gonna go. I've had tearful moments, but I found my Lord, you know. When God loves you,
loves you,
keeps you,
keeps you.
I know that a lot can happen. Praise God in heaven, I know I'll come. And I'm not fearful, babe. You know when God loves you,
loves you.
He keeps you.
Keeps you.
I know that lots can happen now, but praise God in heaven, I know I'll come through.
listen each week that this time for Apologetics with an X right here on your radio station. I'm Jerry Q, and thanks to Jay Jackson, lead singer and lyricist for Apologetics, for sharing the tunes and having a bit of a conversation with us. Apologetics with an X is produced at Angel 95 FM in Manhattan, Kansas. A special thanks goes to our producer, Daniel Hutchinson. Check us out again next week right here at your source for the best music around. Have a great week.